meditation tonight is going to be somewhat different than what I usually do when I'm here, which is a kind of regular Vipassana meditation. And instead, we're going to be exploring with some of the meditations that are contained in my new book called Awakening Through the Nine Bodies. And you'll see it starts the way I must always start in here, with the physical body, what's called I call the manifest body. It's other names for it, but the manifest body, this physical body that we can touch. And then we will go on to these other bodies or levels of consciousness or aspects of being in our meditation. So how do we begin? We begin with an openness of mind. Already there's excitement, or there's, oh, I can't do this, I won't be able to do it, or it's different, I'm going to lose my solace, or, oh, something that's finally new. All of these different kinds of things are possible. And we don't try to get rid of what comes up in the mind, but we trust ourselves to be able to bring our mindfulness to this new experience. Just trusting. Begin to bring attention to the physical body. Knowing the physical body through sensations. Sensations that reflect the earth element, a hardness, a heaviness, or a sense of lightness. Or knowing the physical body through the temperature of the body, warm, cool. Knowing the physical body through the sense of connectedness that makes a sense of a whole body. This is the water element, the different shapes the body takes. Body in the body. This is the Buddha's instruction in the Satipatthana Sutta. Knowing there is a body, not as an intellectual experience, but as a felt sense. It's a basic insight. The body is like this. Receive the experience of the body. judging the body, not comparing the body, not fixing the body, but opening as fully as we are able to this knowing there is a body. Sometimes it helps to bring mindfulness to the forefront. It's as though we're connecting to our intention to be mindful. This little subtle change. Sometimes the feeling of the body can feel like too much. We're too vulnerable right now to feel the body. It's too raw, it's too dramatic. Then just soften into that feeling, compassion for that feeling. Direct your attention to the breath. The breath is part of the body experience, and yet its own experience. Feeling the breath in the body, the breath as manifesting in the body. Here, now. Surrender to the knowing of the breath in the body. The attention comes to it. You know that your attention is on the breath in the body. And you know that you know. And then you just rest it. Allowing the breath to breathe you. Knowing the breath is like this. And through the breath and the body, we start to be able to explore the vital body. We all know vitality. When we feel vital and not feel vital, we will say, or someone else will say, I just don't have any vitality today, or recently, or you say, I just feel so alive, I have so much vitality right now. So I'm so interested in things, or something's really caught my attention. And there's this real sense of vitality. This vital body is, in a yogic term, would be called the prana body. All these different breaths that keep us vital in the digestive system and the respiratory system. In relation to the glands. All of these different vital parts that together yield a sense of vitality. So with each inhale, feeling the breath, and through that inhale, connecting to this feeling of vitality. And the same with the exhale. Reflecting on the breath. The breath is the wind element. It represents movement. Wind is movement. That's why it brings this gift of life. Without movement, the body ceases to be alive. It loses all vitality. And so now the invitation is to experience the breath as movement. So feeling the movement, labeling it as movement, receiving the experience of movement, rising and falling, in and out. Vibration. Pulsation, pressure and release. Open to this experience in the body that you reside in the knowing. Reflect. What is movement? And realizing that movement is energy. Then just drop into the sense of vitality through this feeling of the energy of the wind element as manifested here and now in this very body. There's no one way that you will feel this. You make me feel more embodied. It may affect your sense of the body as a whole. Your mind could get more clear. You could feel that, oh, this really is the energy. I can feel the energy in the body, not how tired I am. Or not. But this is the vitality that's underlying this life form. So many different ways the body can get lighter, it can get a little buzz. Things can get a little quieter somehow than knowing is very still. Still with the breath. But feeling it in terms of vitality. It's like a bridge to this feeling of vitality. Continuing our exploration, start to pay attention to the emotional state that you're in just now. There may be a very small emotional exchange where there's not much emotional in your field at the moment. You may have some strong emotional feeling of one kind or another. You're interested in dropping into the emotional body. This aspect of our lives, this level of our consciousness, where emotions come and pass. The emotion might be gratitude, or curiosity, or frustration, or humor. Uncertainty. These different emotions come. They may take the form of a story that we comment on them, or we make an association. We're not so interested in those associations or stories. We're interested in the phenomena that there is this capacity in the human experience that we call emotions. The emotion may be hidden in an attitude we have. We're not really noticing the emotion, but it's there in the attitude. Or we hear it in our comment. Or we feel it as a kind of restlessness in the body or a warmth in the body, the physical body. All the emotions have the same five elements that the physical body does. Now see if you can distinguish between a wave of emotion, no matter how subtle, and this underlying capacity that we are referring to by the emotional body. It's like the ocean and the waves. A wave comes, and it's part of the ocean, But it's not all the ocean. It just reflects a momentary piece of this body of water. So it is with the emotional body. An emotion will come, but it's just a wave of emotion that arises and passes. We are dropping through, dropping into a knowing of, oh, this body, this capacity of emotion exists. It is one of the bodies, one of the aspects of consciousness. Not so easy to find like the physical and the vital. You might think of it as like a house. Different visitors come and go in the house. If the house remains the structure, so the emotional body is the structure where emotions come and go like visitors. Avoiding commenting on your experience, making observations as is appropriate, but then not commenting, not evaluating further, not conjecturing, theorizing, staying with the direct experience. And now for the next period of time, in silence, explore these three bodies, these three aspects of the human experience of conscious reflection in your own way. The physical body, represented mostly by the earth element. The vital body, represented by the wind element. Than the emotional body. Represented by image, body sensation, and oftentimes some sort of mood, feeling. If the emotional body is really quiet, enjoy that. If there's a lot of vitality in the vital body, enjoy that sense of that capacity. If the physical body is at ease, appreciate that. Just choosing one. And then when the mind starts to get a little restless, going to another, slow and steady. get interrupted by thinking about things and become aware this has happened. Just pause. Recognize that you are present and therefore have choice as to where your attention rests. And then return attention to the physical body, the vital body through the breath, or the emotional body through the moods and feelings in the mind.